For years, the state has paid less than half the cost of criminal prosecutions in courts across Oklahoma. District attorneys say this has turned local prosecutors into bill collectors who get money from criminal defendants. As State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, some say this funding arrangement could lead to mistakes in the courtroom.
Jason Hicks stands behind his desk in the back of his Duncan office. The desktop is see-through. Underneath it are photos of Hicks' wife and three children. There are more pictures behind him, photos of people murdered in cases Hicks tried as top prosecutor for Caddo, Grady, Stevens, and Jefferson counties. One is 14-year-old Alyssa Wiles. She was stabbed to death 5 years ago. Hicks helped convict her teenaged ex-boyfriend of the crime.
After her case was done, the Wiles family brought that to me. So, you know, memento, I like to keep that.
Hicks also keeps a stuffed kangaroo that came from the family of Christopher Lane, a college baseball player from Australia, shot to death in 2013.
We are human.
Hicks is joking, but district attorneys aren't always the most popular law enforcement officials in Oklahoma. Part of that could come from how they fund their offices, an arrangement some say is unethical.
I receive 40% of my funding from the state legislature, which is just a little bit under $1.3 million.
That leaves a big hole in Hicks' budget. He can fill part of it with federal grants and other sources, but most of the money comes from fees charged to criminal defendants. This funding situation is typical for Oklahoma's 27 district attorneys and has been for years. State records show funding from the legislature paid a little more than a quarter of district attorneys' operating expenses last year. Nearly half the money DAs raised on their own.
That's a terrible way to fund our prosecutors' offices.
Ryan Kiesel is executive director of the ACLU of Oklahoma. He says many defendants can't afford to pay the court fees they're charged to help fund the criminal justice system. Kiesel says the funding system also puts prosecutors in a tough position.
What we do is we create an interest, a financial interest in the prosecutor's office to be able to stack these fees on top of individuals.
Kiesel says even the appearance of a conflict of interest hurts Oklahoma's criminal justice system. He says the best solution is for state funding to cover more of the bill.
I agree.
That's Hicks again. One of his biggest funding streams comes from fees charged to people on probation. Some people don't pay, so before they come off probation, he has to decide whether to threaten them with a court hearing and potentially prison.
It forces us into a position that we either have to file an application to revoke or we basically are going to walk away from it.
Hicks says he won't send someone to prison over money.
I've got a personal problem with that.
If he goes to court, his office works with them until they pay. In the early 80s, Oklahoma lawmakers voted to fully fund local district attorneys with state money after a widespread county corruption scandal. Legislators were worried prosecutors might be reluctant to go after officials that funded their operations. The funding was cut during oil slumps and other shortfalls. Lawmakers replaced that money with fees collected from defendants.
I spend a significant amount of my time worrying about that budget and making sure that we're meeting our goals.
This system costs prosecutors, too. Hicks says he can't afford to hire the number of attorneys and staff he needs. That means overworked employees. It also means experienced attorneys leave for better-paying jobs, a talent drain that can lead to errors.
Basically, one of the things is overvaluing your case. You know, this is a prison case. That's not actually a prison case. That's probably one that we need to put on probation.
Judges, juries, and even defense attorneys play a role in sentencing, but the process usually starts with prosecutors. Hicks says inexperienced prosecutors are more likely to recommend sentences that are too high or too low.
Those are things that come with experience and knowing which offenders it is that they can take a risk on.
Hicks says his staff can't afford to give some cases the time they deserve. Sometimes they can't spend enough time with crime victims or working on programs designed to steer people away from prison.
I'm not someone that's going to advocate raising taxes by any stretch of imagination, but we've got to have that money, and that money's got to come from somewhere.
Hicks says it's fine for defendants to shoulder some of the cost of their crimes, but he thinks the state is making them pay too much. And he says prosecutors should be focusing on criminal cases, not fundraising. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.